It's been a year since I put out this Changing World Order, which showed these long-term cycles and the short-term cycles, and pretty much things have transpired along that arc. In other words, three big things: the creation of a lot of debt and printing of money, which has produced an inflation acceleration, which has raised the tightness of monetary policy and affected markets. Second, the internal conflicts between the left and the right and the political developments. And that has to do with social impacts and all of that arguing and that division. And we're seeing it reflected in the politics. And third, the great power conflicts. So we've seen the war with Russia develop. And then we've seen also, of course, the tensions and the approaching of a greater conflict with China, as there is a struggle for the power of the world and the changing world order. So that power, that arc, is continuing in the broad sense. And so we're at the brinks of these things. And as we watch them, you know, some things maybe are a little bit better. Some things are a little bit worse. You know, when I described it, I said, there's a 30% chance of some type of internal civil war. You know, 30% chance meaning that there's a conflict that maybe you don't follow the rules. 30% chance. I'd say there's a 35% chance now, roughly speaking. That doesn't mean it's likely, but you can see that we're on the brink of that. You can also see that in terms of the internal conflict, reflected in a number of things, that we are right at the brink. And the same is true for the international wars. We're right at the brink. That doesn't mean that we're going over the brink, but it means that those things are driving everything. They're driving how the economy is working. They're driving how the markets are working. They're driving how inflation is taking place. They're driving how the world is evolving in terms of its various parts and the internal conflicts. So by and large, we're watching these episodes take place as this is transpiring.